This text kind of rides the coattails or the hem of the robes of the saints from All Saints that we had last week. And I think it kind of beautifully takes us into this period of shadow and into this thin veil that we call Advent. The Sadducees come to Jesus with a question, but they're not looking for an answer. They're looking to trap him, to stump the rabbi. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. They were of that school of thought that there was no life after death. And that is why they are sad, you see? They think the resurrection is absurd, so they come up with an absurd story, an illustration of a woman who has passed from brother to brother as wife, who subsequently, each of them die childless. And so, in the resurrection, they ask, this gotcha moment, whose wife will she be? For them, there are winners and there are losers. And so they can't conceive of a place or a reality where all are winners and there are no losers. Jesus reframes the entire conversation. He tells them that it's not more of the same as we pass through the veil, but a different order of being. They will neither marry nor be given into marriage, he says, but will be like angels, shining more brightly than the midday sun, the prophets say. They will be, in Jesus' words, children of the resurrection. Jesus, in answering their question, takes them back to Moses again, and he reminds them of the burning bush. And you'll remember that's when Moses was called to be a prophet and to lead God's people out of Egypt into the promised land. And Moses says, whom shall I send? Whom shall I say sent me? Who shall I say sent me? And God says, I am. That I am. Sent you. But he also identifies himself by whose Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph are, that they are the Lord's. That I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of Sarah, of Rebecca, of Leah, and Rachel. And that God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. That's not the text I would have chosen to prove life after death. That we find our identity and our life in the source, in the one who gives all life. We are still rooted in that eternal life-giving creation. We are even alive now, held in God's eternal presence. And so Jesus takes us to this thin veil, which looks like darkness. But death is not a wall. Our loved ones and saints are alive in God now, we are reminded, just as we were comforted last week in our time together. If you go to Port Jefferson on Long Island, you will see the ferry boat being loaded with all the cars. If you've been there, you would see, and if you can imagine, all the cars loading up onto this huge ferry with loads of people getting on, waiting in line. And you see the hatch close up in the back, and you see a rim of people. And some of them may be your friends. They may be your loved ones. Many strangers. But you see their faces. You see those familiar faces. And the ferry leaves port, And as it goes away, you can no longer discern the faces you once knew. The big ferry that is this whitewashed hull of a ship turns into a little dot that disappears on the horizon. On the other side, in Connecticut, at Bridgeport, the reality of these people is growing. Their identity is becoming more defined, more real, if you will. And what people see are maybe just the shape of people and of faces, and then they see their loved ones, they see their friends pass by. But what Jesus is saying is that those who were strangers and foreigners on that ship are now fellow citizens as they've passed. Those who were our neighbors are now our friends and our loved ones. There's something that happened in that crossing. For those on the other side, maybe it is a welcome. Maybe it is an arrival. For those of us on our side, it seems like an exodus. It seems like a departure. But what Jesus is saying is that for him, for God, they have not passed. Because God was with them in the in-between. And in their passing, they neither departed nor arrived. They're neither coming nor are they going. Just as we celebrate in Advent, we think of the one who came, the one who will come, and the one who will come again. What is it like on the other side? Whose wife will that woman be? We are the bride of Christ. Siblings, children of the resurrection, Jesus says, will be more truly who we are. We are more truly we are as we think of ourselves as the one God holding us in his eternal present. Jesus reminds us that there is a realm where love is not bound by old arrangements of time and loss, where relationships are often eclipsed by death. He opens a deeper belonging to God.